Hi, everybody. I'm Tanzina Vega, and this is The Takeaway. Oklahoma is one of several states that's been hit by extreme weather over the last several weeks, from tornadoes to torrential downpours. Parts of Tulsa are underwater, and more are at risk of flooding with a nearby dam currently releasing an enormous amount of water. Here's Tulsa Mayor G.T. Bynum on Wednesday.
We are planning for and preparing for the flood of record, and we think everybody along the Arkansas River Corridor ought to be doing the same.
For more on the flood of record, we have Matt Trotter on the line. He's a reporter at KWGS News in Tulsa. Matt, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
So how flooded is it where you are? Tell us what you see.
So we have several neighborhoods along the Arkansas River in northeastern Oklahoma that are seeing quite a bit of flooding because of all the rain we've gotten over the last 30 days, and really a lot of it in the last 14 days, and water releases from a local dam, Keystone Dam, that the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers operates. They have to let water out of it to keep it in good working condition, and that's causing downstream flooding from the dam. So typically the Arkansas River is under 10 feet, and it's been around 23 feet for the past week. So you can sort of imagine that's causing a lot of problems.
Now, Matt, we heard the mayor talking about the flood of record, essentially. I'm wondering, is that because there are concerns about the structural components of the Keystone Dam and whether or not those will be able to maintain the water as it stands right now?
So when Mayor Bynum talks about the flood of record, what he means is just the level of the river, really. In 1986, the river crested at 25 feet due to flooding there, and it does not look like we're going to hit that in this flood event, just because the river hit 23.4 feet or so at its peak, and now the Army Corps of Engineers is stepping down its water releases, and that's going to see some of this water recede for us in the coming days. But the levees are a concern. They were built around World War II, so they're 70 years old. So it's been kind of a waiting game. In the 1986 flood, water was on the levees for maybe a day. And in this flood, we've had water on these 70-year-old levees for a week now. And it's stretching into more than a week. So we've got the Oklahoma National Guard, we've got the Army Corps of Engineers out on the levees 24 hours a day, preparing to step up if any of them fail, and the residents behind them have been told that they need to be ready. There's about 10,000 people that live behind them, and the county estimates about $2 billion worth of infrastructure from roads and bridges to oil refineries are behind these levees.
Matt, what happens next?
Well, as I said earlier, the Army Corps of Engineers is lowering its water releases from Keystone Dam. We've had less rain over the past 48 hours or so than we have in the last 2 weeks, and we're looking at sunshine for the next few days, so that's quite helpful when it comes to this flood. But it's going to take time for the waters to go away. Certainly downstream communities from Tulsa, the Tulsa area, are in worse shape than we are. Some towns down in the Muskogee County area are completely underwater, and they've had to send in helicopters to get residents out. The towns are basically gone at this point. So it's going to take a lot of time. It's going to take a lot of work for all these communities to recover and get the affected residents back on their feet.
Matt Trotter is a reporter with KWGS News in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Thanks for your reporting, Matt.
You're welcome.
And now we'll take a look at the state of dams across the country. There are more than 90,000 dams in the U.S., and the American Society of Civil Engineers gave them a D grade on their 2017 infrastructure report card. The report says dams in the U.S. are increasingly hazardous. Lori Spraggins is the executive director of the Association of State Dam Safety Officials. Lori, thanks for being with us.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
What's the risk of letting water out of a dam, like what they're doing in Oklahoma?
It is hard to talk about risk and to speculate about that. I mean, clearly, what Matt said is true. When that reservoir is full, they have to release. There's no place else for the water to go. That reservoir cannot hold any more water. I do understand that the Corps does have a very specific plan for all of their dams for how they release water. And they also, like most responsible dam owners, have an emergency action plan. So I'm sure that that is what's being discussed with the local authorities and what's being used to evacuate. As you are fully aware, this isn't the first extreme event. Even this year, or in the last couple of years, we've seen these extreme events happening all over the country. In California, you might recall Oroville Dam a couple of years ago was stressed quite a bit. The upper Midwest had some pretty severe flooding earlier this year. In fact, a dam failed in Nebraska in March and did end up killing a person during that event. That was a terrible thing. These extreme events are getting worse. They definitely are. It's something that the experts are working on, trying to understand the frequency and the intensity of these more extreme events and how they affect dams.
What about the structure, the infrastructure, and the actual feasibility of these dams being around for longer than they have been so far? I mean, many of our dams in this country are minimum 50 years old. What can be done to improve the infrastructure here?
Yes, and our association worked with ASCE on those grades, and we do agree with that grade of a D for dams, like you said. And one thing I was thinking about during this storm is the hundreds of other dams in that area around the Arkansas River in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Illinois, hundreds, if not thousands of dams that are being stressed, many of those over 50 to 60 years old, many of those privately owned with owners that don't have the resources to do the upgrades needed. So it's a huge problem right now. And that grade of D is very accurate. You asked, what can we do to improve? Several things. The federal government needs to step up and work on providing more funding for the National Dam Safety Program. Most of the states, the majority of states, have regulatory programs. The dams are not regulated by any specific federal agency. They're mostly regulated by states. I was looking at the Oklahoma statistics just a minute ago. The state of Oklahoma regulates over 4,000 dams just in that state alone. They have 3.5 people in their program who are inspecting those dams and looking over the permitting process. That's unbelievable. And Oklahoma is not unusual. Almost every state is in that same situation, regulating lots of dams, not very many resources. The states need to step up and improve those state regulatory programs.
I'm wondering why, what the holdup is there, because we talk about the importance of this need in this country, but at the same time, we tend to talk more about roads and bridges and other things that we see. We don't talk a lot about dams. Why is that?
You're exactly right about that. We believe it's because dams are just out of sight, out of mind. We are on roads every day. We're on bridges most of the time. We have to deal with airports and our schools and our phone lines, things like that. But dams are just not something people see, and they don't fail very often. Even though there's so many in this country, it is one of those issues that kind of gets in the background until something happens like the weather events that we're seeing right now.
Lori Spraggins is with the Association of State Dam Safety Officials. Lori, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.